Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin. This is another episode of the Max Living Podcast, and we're just really excited to be back this week. This week, we're talking about terminating toxins. We have an upcoming workshop in all of our Max Living offices, and this week's episode is really dedicated to talking about what is this issue with toxicity? Is it a real thing? And, you know, how do we avoid it?
Yeah. Okay, so this is interesting because we're in Ohio, and we have made the news recently, right?
Yep.
Because of a large toxic spill that happened with a train derailment and yada, yada, yada. Go Google it, go online, find out all the details, you know, look it up however you want to. But I think it's an interesting thing because it's one of these times where toxins is right in your face, yeah. Right? And like for us, I mean, we're on the opposite side of the state and, you know, blah, 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 blah. You can make all these arguments, but you could also say like, hey, we're, you know, like our river sources are directly like from there, from where that spill happened are directly coming into where we are in Cincinnati. But all of that to say, however much you want to feel like you're affected by it or not affected by it, the interesting piece of it is that we're talking about it now. Right? Like this is a real thing and it's a real thing that could be happening near you. And here's the interesting thing. And this is very, very, very reminiscent, you guys, of COVID to me. Because when COVID hit,
About to say that exact same thing.
Exactly. When COVID hit and COVID started happening, we were not terrified. Our patients weren't terrified. We weren't personally terrified. In the small minority of patients who did feel fear and angst about it, like we were able to go back philosophically and have a discussion with them and remove that fear from them,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Similar thing here.
Yeah, that the reality is, whether it's man-made or not, that our body pretty much reacts the same way to viruses, period. And even though this one may be a little bit different because it is, you know, a weaponized version. I mean, sure. It was gain of function research.
Sure.
The reality is that our bodies.
Isn't it nice we can finally say that?
Yeah. Our bodies innately, how they work, right. That doesn't change.
Right.
That is forever. That is immutable. So when it comes to toxins, like, yeah, there's toxins in our environment, whether the toxins are being sprayed on our food or whether they're being sprayed in our air or whether they're dumping into our river. The reality is the message on how our body deals with toxins and what we can do is still the same, that we have to, number one, try to avoid, you know, exposure. And number two, then clean up our cells and get our cells healthy.
Right.
When you said this is reminiscent of COVID, I was actually thinking in a different way that pre-COVID, if you had a vaccine conversation, it was either one way or the other. It was black or white. It was you were an anti-vaxxer or you were a pro-vaxxer.
Right.
And what COVID did and, you know, the COVID vaccine did is it created this middle ground where it's like people who maybe before didn't question vaccines now were.
Right.
And it allowed for conversation. And so I think this whole idea of toxicity, you know, if you watch the movie, I think it was called Dark Water, about the Teflon being used, the chemicals being used for Teflon with the companies that are producing non-stick. I think it was DuPont or whoever it was.
Yep.
That movies like that and situations like what's happening with this train wreck in Ohio should really open up the conversation to say, hey, toxicity is a real issue.
It's real, right?
Like childhood cancers are going up at an alarming rate. Cancers in general are going up at an alarming rate.
Right.
It's not genetic.
Right.
And so we have to really acknowledge that toxicity is a real thing and it's something that we have to avoid, you know, toxins in our food. And by the way, before we get too deep into this, I want to acknowledge that, you know, at one point in time, I was probably a train wreck in Ohio. So that was one meme I saw. I had to throw it in there.
Yeah, exactly.
I was actually a train wreck in Michigan probably at one point. Like, you were the train wreck in Ohio.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's true. But listen, here's the thing is that when all of these things happened and everyone was scurrying for answers and like, what are we going to do? Where do I get my water? I've only been drinking bottled water. How do I find a water filter? What happens in my house? Like, what can I bathe in? All of those things. We've been teaching this for 15 years.
Yeah, we
have. Max Living has been communicating this for a long time.
And I just want to share with you guys, like, every workshop we've done every spring on toxicity for 15 years, we have talked about water.
Right.
We have talked about filtering your drinking water. Right. And we have talked about filtering your shower and bathing water.
Right.
And we've talked about solutions on how to do it from easiest and, you know, least expensive to what we do, which is having whole house filtration, which is really what you guys should consider saving up for and doing.
Absolutely.
So this is like, Max Living, just like COVID, is always so far ahead. And if you are a patient in a Max Living office and you are not going to workshops and you're not going to the Max Living makeovers and you're not learning, you're missing out on a huge part. People's health changes when they get adjusted.
Absolutely.
Their health changes within chiropractic, but their lives of their themselves and their families transform when they come to events.
Yes.
And that's really what we want, is we want transformation. We want you guys, honestly, one of our goals is that we help you to divorce the medical system and the systems out there that are just exposing you to all this toxic exposure. So we want to help you live a life that's free of toxicity and free of the medical regime.
Right. And like, here's the thing. Okay. So you have a massive chemical spill. Like, let's peer into the future a little bit, right? Like, let's look and see. You don't have to be Nostradamus. You don't have to be Punxsutawney Phil. You don't have to have a crystal ball, right? Like, you don't have to have anything to be able to just like look a little bit ahead and see what's going to happen, right? You have a massive chemical spill. You have an incredible amount of toxicity around you, right? And there's, you know, air, water, call it whatever you will.
Yep.
Okay. And that exposure, maybe not a week, maybe not a month, maybe 1 year, maybe 2 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years with you doing nothing. What does it look like? You are going to have a seat on the medical merry-go-round, right? And your first ticket onto that ride was with that chemical spill, with that toxicity exposure, right?
Yeah.
And then you stay on that ride with, oh, you have this symptom. Let me feed you this pharmaceutical. Oh, this pharmaceutical isn't working. Let me give you more pharmaceuticals. Oh, you have cancer growing now. Let me do some surgery, right? And that is what we're talking about, is staying inside of that system, right? Because it's going nowhere good.
We just had this. We had a patient go through doctor's report the other day, and I was telling a story about a patient who came with headaches and then started getting adjusted. And because of getting adjusted, her headaches went away, but her PCOS and her endometriosis and all this stuff cleared up, and she had never had a menstrual cycle. She had a menstrual cycle.
So good.
She was able to conceive, and it was just a really cool story, but she was on headache medicines, tons of them. She had been on like 30 different headache medicines. They wanted to put Botox in her muscles and her skull.
Right.
They wanted to put her on birth control for the PCOS and the stuff. So they're going to, you know, put her on all these hormones. And there's this lady sitting there, and when we were done, she was like, we went over her x-ray, and the x-ray of the girl that I was telling the story about, she had a really terrible reverse neck curvature. Mm-hmm. And the neck curvature was at the heart of a lot of these problems, because if you understand the neurology in your upper neck, that's usually where headaches come from, but it's also an area called the HPAA, the hypopituitary adrenal axis.
Right.
And that's where your hormones regulate. So once she started getting her neck corrected, it was amazing. Her body just started healing and her hormones improved and balanced, and her endometriosis went away and her PCOS went away. And I'm always really careful to say, like, we don't treat endometriosis. We don't treat PCOS. Yep. We weren't even trying to treat those things.
Right. Right.
That happened because she had subluxations in her upper neck and her curve was really bad and it got corrected. And then her body just started healing.
Right, right.
And so this young lady came to me after, and we were going over her x-rays, and we pulled up her neck x-ray. She saw it. She goes, I knew it. It looks just like that other one. She said, I'm on all those same medications. I have the same problem going on. Doctors just keep putting me on medication. She's on 23 medications. 23.
Holy smokes.
And so think about that. You know, if I were to ask you, you know, if you had to wake up tomorrow and you had to take 23 medications a day, how would you feel about that? And I think most people would acknowledge that they would realize that the medication itself could be a source of toxicity.
Absolutely.
You know, if you take somebody who's on zero medication and you start giving them those 23 medications a day that she's on, do they become more healthy or more sick?
Oh, sick for sure.
Yeah. So the reality is it making her more healthy or more sick? It's not making her more healthy and somebody else magically more sick.
Right.
It may have a trade-off that some symptom they're trying to reduce, but ultimately it's making her more sick over time. And so the number one cause of toxicity that we see is pharmaceutical medicine.
Right.
And then I would say the number two cause of toxicity that we see is food.
Yes.
That your average person is consuming thousands of chemicals.
Yep.
Thousands.
Yep.
Through what they eat on a daily basis.
Right. Right.
The number three exposure that we see, and again, these change year to year, but another one is what do you put on your skin? And for women, this is bigger than it is for men.
Right.
Because women on average put over 500 chemicals on their skin every single day.
Every single day. And I think the beautiful thing is that there's a much more conversation about that now, right?
Yeah.
There's more options. I mean, you guys, 12 years ago when you were trying to find clean beauty products, good luck. Good luck to you. I mean, there were a couple, you know, and there were some people doing it, but there are some wonderful
And 50 years
options.
Ago, they were all clean beauty products.
They were all clean beauty.
If you go back far enough,
there
were
no... If you could just have a time machine.
It's the same thing with food. It's like,
right.
Do you buy organic food or what your great-great-grandfather used to call food?
Yeah, right.
Right? Like
exactly.
There was no organic or inorganic because they weren't using pesticides back then. Same thing with like skincare products. Like they were making soap out of, you know, basic things. So that's the thing. Like, what we put on our skin matters. And sometimes you think about your skin as like a barrier to your organs in your body.
Right.
Like you can just put stuff on your skin and not think about it, but that's just not true. Your skin absorbs things and your skin is directly connected to detoxification. It's directly connected to respiration, believe it or not.
Right.
And so when we put stuff on our skins, like for example, if somebody's trying to quit smoking, they could put a Nicorette patch on their skin.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they're getting a high on from the nicotine because it's going directly into their bloodstream through their skin. We know this with birth control. People can put a patch on their arm.
Right.
And from putting a patch on their arm, they can influence their hormones in such a way that it shuts down reproduction.
Right.
You know, people subcutaneously, they put a little cut above their butt cheek and they put some pellets in there.
Yes.
And it totally changes their entire hormonal function.
Right.
And so we know this with essential oils that when they study essential oils and plant-based, you know, medicine, for lack of a better term, you can put some oils on your feet and those oils go transdermal, meaning through your skin, literally within a minute or so.
Right.
And they're everywhere in every part of your bloodstream, affecting every cell of your body in under about 5 to 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yep.
It's pretty crazy.
Right. Right.
So your skin is a huge, huge, huge concern when it comes to toxicity and what you're putting on it.
Right. And you can almost think of it like a sponge, right? And I think that this concept now, I mean, you see that, right? Even in advertisements now, and a lot of times advertisements are leading you astray, but sometimes there's nuggets of truth in there, right? Where it's like, feed your skin. And that's absolutely accurate. Like, what are you feeding your skin with?
Well, and I'm bringing up these three because, you know, when this happened with this train derailment in Ohio, people immediately were asking us, we were getting text messages.
Yep.
Are you guys okay? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, we have whole house filtration. They're like, well, what about the rain? And I'm like, well, what about the people that are walking around eating 3,000 chemicals a day, putting 550 on their skin?
Right.
And you know what I mean?
Right.
And taking 10 pharmaceuticals, like if they're still somehow standing, I think I'll be okay. I'm going to do the things that I normally do. I'm going to use a detoxification support product.
Right.
I'm going to maybe take some other supplements. I'm going to use my sauna.
Yep.
I'm going to sweat.
Right.
I'm going to do some things to mitigate my risks of exposure. How about this? You know, we're so worried that I don't even remember what the chemical's name is, to be honest with you, that is in the water. I know, like, so there's this whole thing. The chemical was spilling. It was making its way into the land.
Right.
So then they lit it on fire.
Right.
And then when they light it on fire, it turns into a whole different chemical. It's supposedly like wildly more toxic. And the chemical that it turns into when you light it on fire actually binds heavily with water.
Wow.
So it just binds with all the water in the air. So now we have like toxic acid rain coming down, which now makes its way back into the rivers.
Right.
And even though most of that's moving east towards New York and they're pretty toxic anyway when it comes to pollution and stuff.
God bless it.
all the rainwater is going to fall into basically the Ohio River Basin and make its way this way, and which feeds into the Mississippi, which affects, you know, a lot. Now, that being said, that's, you know, a couple hundred thousand gallons of some toxic chemical or whatever. And when it gets down to it, it's X, Y, and Z parts per million, right?
Right.
But at birth, you take your kid to the pediatrician, and from birth till 18, they're going to get 70 plus vaccines put directly into their
bloodstream. Right.
Right. So it's like, oh, all this toxicity in the rivers. Well, how about the rivers of life that run through your body?
Right.
The blood coursing through your veins, and you're just putting in and pumping in. Do a Google search on the average ingredients in vaccines.
Absolutely.
And then do a Google search on how many vaccines are on the childhood schedule from age birth till age 18, and take a look at the toxicity we're talking about. And we're worried about water.
Right.
Like, don't get me wrong. I think it's a tragedy.
Yeah. Right. Right. And there needs to be precautions taken. And like, listen, here's the thing is that if you're curled up in the fetal position, riddled with anxiety over this, we got to let it go. Right. Because your body is always conspiring on your behalf.
Yeah.
And exactly the point that you made earlier. I mean, the fact that there's people out there on planet Earth that are eating McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and consuming, you know, what, however many packs of cigarettes a day.
My grandfather, all these things. Yeah. My grandfather smoked two packs of cigarettes a day, ate pretty much out of a can, ate fast food, grew up, you know, post-depression, had 13 siblings. Like, they never ate well. They never ate healthy at all, ever.
Right, right.
When I would go over to their house, he would only drink coffee. He would have, there was always an Edamame's cake sitting on the table.
Right.
And, you know, he lived a long life and battled many, many diseases and won the battle many times.
Right.
And
right.
So now, did he live as long as he should? No. Did he have a healthy, fulfilled life? No.
Quality of life.
Did he overcome an unbelievable amount of toxicity and disease? Absolutely, he did for a very long time.
Right.
And
right.
So the reality is our bodies are made to overcome. You're more than a conqueror, and you're made to overcome this stuff. It's a matter of, do you have systems in place, and do you have the education of what it is you're trying to overcome and how to support it? Because your body will do a better job of that if you have some basic knowledge on what toxicity really even looks like. So that's why over the next week, maybe two, because of our toxicity workshop coming up, we're going to talk more in depth about toxicity, and we're going to talk more in depth about what things should you be concerned about, and what are some easy ways of detoxification.
Right. Absolutely. And listen, here's the thing. I'm not going to give a bunch away right off the bat, but I am going to tell you this, is that I have gone down rabbit holes before. I have found things out about myself. I found out, you know, that I had an MTHR gene mutation. I found out different things about how my body's work, how my body was processing things, how it wasn't processing things, you know, what it was able to do in certain environments and what it wasn't able to do in certain environments. And sometimes that can send you on a chase that makes you feel like there has to be some secret potion, some secret pill in the bottom of the ocean, in the belly of a whale, somewhere that's going to fix everything for you. And it's just simply not the case, right? The case is that there are some foundational things that work. And sometimes you need a guide to walk you through those, right? And this month, all across the country in different Max Living offices, there is going to be a guide that is going to walk you through environmental toxins, toxins in general, how you detox. What if a chemical spill happens near you? How are you prepared for these things? How do you react to them? What can you be doing right now? What's a cost-effective way, and what's, you know, a more of an investment on your end to do? And we're going to walk you through all of those things. So you go to maxliving.com/locations, find a chiropractor near you, give them a call, find out their toxicity workshop date.
Awesome. Until next week, this is the Max Living Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. For more health tips and tricks, be sure to follow us on our social media @MaxLivingOfficial on Instagram and @MaxLiving on Facebook.